Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting second. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting third. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Wathan. Batting seventh. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting ninth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Larry Gura. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Colburn. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Tom Spencer. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ross Baumgarten. And now, play ball. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Brett moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens takes first base on ball four. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into center field. Spencer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a fly ball into center field. Spencer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Washington throws the ball into Kessinger, who tags Washington trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Way then moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae strikes out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White scores. Brett moves to third. It's 1-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baumgarten has Brett trapped. There's the throw to Colburn and over to Soderholm, who tags Brett for the out. Cowens moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Way then hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cowens scores. Otis moves to third. It's 2-0, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis scores. Way then moves to second. It's 3-0, Royals. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 1 in the game. Hurdle takes first base on ball 4. Way then moves to third. Porter moves to second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a line drive into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a fly ball into left field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spencer who is chasing the ball. White reaches third base with a triple. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White scores. It's 4-0, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Royals. Ron Schuler now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schuler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Way then hits a fly ball into center field. Spencer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hurdle hits a pop-up towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Way then scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. One out. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Colburn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Colburn reaches second base with a double. Tom Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Cowens hits a line drive towards first. Squires catches it and steps on first to double up McRae. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-2 in the game. Garr hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-2 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. It's 6-1, Royals. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. Soderholm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis is hit by the pitch. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hurdle is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Wilson now playing left field. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Colburn hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-2 in the game. Pryor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 1. the Royals will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Bill Naerodny now catching. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Brett takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Spencer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Cowens hits a line drive into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 0-for-3 in the game. Gar takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gar moves to second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-3 in the game. Squires hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Gar scores. Kessinger moves to third. It's 6-2, Royals. Marty Patton now pitching. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 6-3, Royals. Al Raboski now pitching. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Washington is hit by the pitch. Soderholm moves to second. Bill Naerodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naerodny strikes out. Two outs. Kevin Bell pinch hits for Tom Spencer. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Thad Bosley now playing center field. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wathen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a pop-up towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 3 in the game. Pryor hits a line drive towards short. Washington reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Garr hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.